The latest is that from yesterday to today, 5 people have been retrieved, 3 dead and 2 alive. So the search continues. The rescue team is working frantically to ensure that these people are rescued in whatever state they are. And true to the president's encouragement that people are still alive, we have been able to see 2 being rescued alive. And our hope is that more of them are alive down there and they should be able to be rescued.
Who owns the mine, first of all?
The mine is an artisanal mine where people are mining in an informal sector manner. They are mining without proper regulation, without proper routine protocols to be followed. It is some kind of artisanal mining, mainly by the young people, wherein they make a livelihood, and they've been mining for a very long time. It's a tragedy that it happened this time round, when it had to rain, when they did not anticipate. Otherwise, once it is rain season, they stop mining. But this time, as fate would have it, they are caught up in this fate. But this is something that has been happening, and it anchors the economy in the informal sector.
Do we know how many people might be trapped under there?
Well, the people who are trapped, it's just an estimation between 30 and 40 or thereabout, because as you would imagine that this is informal mining, there are no proper entries of who goes down to have their details and get to know the numbers. It is just, you know, the way they organize themselves. So there are no proper records of how many people. But according to hearsay, they should be between 30, 40 thereabouts.
Are these mines regulated by the government or what?
They are not regulated by government. These are mines which essentially are in a situation where, if you like, the government really leaves people to do this kind of mining, sort of scavenging mining, and the government is not in a position to stop them because they still make ends meet out of there to scavenge, you know, minerals and be able to supply to off-takers, and they make a living that way.
What is the hope that the remaining miners can be rescued?
Well, with the speed that has since been attained, that within 24 hours, 5 people have been able to be recovered, it is anticipated that going into tomorrow morning and thereafter, more people will be recovered. The most part of the work that was quite inhibitive has already been dealt with, namely to remove the debris, which was about 8 meters high, on top of the entry of the tunnel, which included some mud splash, a combination of rock, soil, and water, which had gushed into the tunnel. So that has since been dealt with. So the rescue team are now pursuing to follow through those tunnels, which are unconventional, like not conventional mining, but the local miners and who know where they've been going, helping the rescuers to follow through. And this is work in progress, and we remain hopeful.
Thank you so much, Minister. It's always good to talk with you, and good luck.
Thank you so much.